today.
我们要寻求你的面,
we want to seek your face.
我们要悔改,
we want to repent.
要全心归向你,
we want to turn our heart toward you.
我们欢迎你来,
we welcome you here.
接受我们的敬拜,
to accept our worship.
导引我们的聚会,
bless our worship.
请你与我们同在,
be with us.
对我们说话,
may you speak to us.
也带领我们的祷告,
and lead us in our prayers.
奉主耶稣的名求,
in the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
敬拜团要带领我们敬拜,
the worship team will lead us in worship.
早安。Good morning. What are we doing here today?
我们今天在这里要干嘛呢?
Worship.
敬拜神。
So one of my very favorite definitions of worship.
其中我一个最喜欢的解释对敬拜,
let me see if I can get the words. It is the overflow of a grateful heart to God's grace.
就是从心里面一个对神的感恩的一个流露。
Are you ready to worship our God today?
你预备好自己要敬拜神了吗?
Are you ready?
你预备好?
Is your heart ready? So I want to spend a little bit of time right now, no matter how we woke up this morning, on the good side, on the bad side. All of the stress that we have gone through this past week, let's all learn to just put it down right now in front of God and give it all to God. So let us have a quiet time where we can say good morning to our Lord and come before Him. Thank you for the cross, Lord. And thank you for the price that you paid, bearing all of my sin and shame. And in love you came and give us amazing grace. Thank you for this love, Lord. And thank you for the nail-pierced hands. Wash me in your cleansing flow, Lord. All that I know is your forgiveness and your grace and your embrace, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you died for us on the cross. And you are so worthy of our praise, so worthy of putting down ourselves and start living for you. Lord, I just pray that you fill this place right now. That you fill our hearts. Get rid of all the obstacles that are in the way of you. Lord, we just start today's worship in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you for the cross, Lord.
My soul, oh my Savior God, to thee.
shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my soul? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. The truth and the life.
耶稣说, 他就是道路, 真理,
the only way to get to heaven is through him.
他是唯一的方法去到天上,
so there is only one way to God.
只有唯一的方式,
there is one way for our sins to forgive, be forgiven.
只有他才能够使我们的罪得赦免,
there is only one way that the United States can turn.
只有唯一,
and that's towards Jesus. I lay my life down at your feet. You're the only one I need. I turn to you and you were always there. In troubled times, it's you I see. I put you first, that's all I need. I humble all I am, all to you. One way, one way, Jesus, you're the only one that I could live for. One way, Jesus. 路，站立生命，我凭信心不凭眼见为你，我活着只为你。这道路，真理生命，我凭信心不凭眼见为你，我活着只为你。你是道路，你是道路，真理生命，我凭信心不凭眼见为你，我活着只为你。你是道路，你是道路，生命我凭信心不凭眼前为你，我活着只为你。 One way 耶稣，唯有你能让我为你而活。 One way 耶稣，唯有你能让我为你而活。 One way that you gave Jesus for us. We sing hallelujah to you, Lord. Glorified be your name.
In
Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Hallelujah, 赞美主耶稣。
Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
我们欢迎大家来参加这一个唤醒美国特别主日联合祷告聚会。
We welcome each one of you to the Cry Out America Joint Worship Service.
我们非常感谢神带领我们四个教会一起在同心同行。
We are very thankful that the Lord led four churches together on this journey.
我们当中有多少人知道每一个礼拜四的晚上我们有一个联合祷告会？知道的请举手。
How many of you know that we have a joint prayer meeting on Thursday nights?
每一个礼拜四晚上7:15，在这个国度祷告中心有一个，就是大华九九的那个二楼有一个祷告聚会。
Every Thursday night at 7:15, we have a joint prayer meeting of the four churches held at the upper room in the 99 Ranch Shopping Center.
我们从今年的元月开始，每一个礼拜四都有这样的聚会。
Since January, we had this prayer meeting every Thursday night.
去年的元月开始，每个礼拜五的中午，我们有牧者在一起祷告。
Since January, every Friday, noon, the pastors get together for prayer and fellowship.
我们觉得这是一个旅程。
We feel this is a journey.
我们在学习怎么样在一起同心合意。
We learn together how to be in one heart, in one mind.
今天早上我们是另外一次的记录。
Today is another mark for us.
Historical record. 我们四个教会在一起，我们要为美国祷告。
The four churches are joined together to pray for America.
我也想有一些报告。
I have some announcements here.
很多人说你们在一起祷告以后有什么结果啊？
Many of you ask, are there any results from this joint prayer meeting?
结果就是我们觉得我们需要更多的传福音。
And the result is that we need to join together to spread the gospel.
所以在9月23号、24号、礼拜五跟礼拜六的晚上7:30，也是在这里我们有一个传福音的聚会。
So on September 23rd and 24th evenings, we are going to have a training for a joint training
gospel rally.
就在这边，我们请李景定牧师从香港来到这里，跟我们分享神的大爱。 We have a pastor from Hong Kong who's going to come and share with us about God's great love.
我们当中有多少人希望要传福音的举手?
How many people feel that we need to spread the gospel?
请你开始邀请人好吗?
Please invite people.
9月23号是礼拜五, 24号是礼拜六, 晚上7点半, 请你们来到这里, 带人来, 我们听神的福音。
So on Friday and Saturday, September 23rd and 24th in the evening, we're going to have gospel nights.
礼拜六的早上, 9月24号, 礼拜六早上 9点半, 这边有一个传福音的训练。
On Saturday morning, September 24th, there's going to be an evangelistic training.
很多人说我不知道怎么样跟人家传福音。
Many say, I don't know how to share the gospel.
他说我一开口就舌头就打结, 就很害怕。
Once I open my mouth, I just don't know what to say.
你可以参加来这样的聚集, 我们一起来学习。
You can come and learn how to share the gospel with others.
在10月8号是礼拜六的早上。
On October 8th, Saturday morning.
是10点钟。
At 10 o'clock.
我们在这里还有另外一次的聚会。
Over here, we'll have another joint meeting.
这一次不只是我们四个华人教会。
This is not only for our four churches.
这是整个东湾所有华人的教会要聚集来为美国回归真神的祷告。
It's for all the believers in the East Bay to come together to pray for America.
请你们也能够把时间预留下来。
Please reserve that date.
我想今天的聚会是一个 属于神家的一个聚会。
Today's meeting is a family meeting, God's family.
我希望你来这里不是来看什么东西。
I hope that's not coming just to be a spectator.
你不是来看谁讲什么, 你要听什么而已。
You're not to come here just to hear somebody speak.
我希望你来参与这样的一个聚会, 好吗?
I hope you come and be actively engaged in this
service. 跟你旁边人说, 你不要只看, 你要参与。
Tell your neighbor, you're not just come here to see, but you need to be engaged.
我们常常说一个基督徒到教会就是坐一个礼拜，坐在那，从头到尾坐在那里。
Time we just come to church and just sit there.
从头坐在那，从头听到尾。
Just sit there and listen from beginning till the end.
那不是很乏味 boring 吗？
Isn't that very boring?
我们求神恩待我们。
May the Lord graciously lead us.
我们是神的百姓聚集在一起。
We are God's people meeting together.
我们今天来看那最爱我们的上帝。We
come to see the one that loves us the most.
刚才我们的敬拜团在上面, 他们很火热, 又跳又蹦, 非常的火热。
Our worship team was very lively in leading us.
我因为面对讲台, 我看不到你们, 你们兴不兴奋啊?
I was facing the stage, so I couldn't see your face.
兴奋的举手啊。
If you're excited, raise your hand.
不兴奋的也可以啊, 我慢慢要兴奋。
Amen. You're not excited, hopefully you'll be grow, the excitements will come.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是你的聚会,
this is your meeting.
你来见爱你的上帝,
you come to see your beloved God.
Amen.
Amen.
所以我们要表达出来,
so we need to express our love to him.
我们要表达他下面是要把奉献献给神。
We're going to express our love through our tithe and offering.
奉献是基督徒的一个特权。
Giving tithe is a privilege of Christians.
我们今天收奉献稍微不一样。
We're going to have a different way of receiving tithe.
因为我们今天是四个教会联合在一起。
Because we have four churches joined together here.
因为我们四个教会有开会, 决定就是说, 你是哪一个教会的, 你就把你的支票那个 title就写你教会的名字。
So you make out your check, just make it payable to your church.
那我们那个每一个教会的司库会把你们自己的奉献带回去。
And then the treasurer will separate the checks, and the checks just go back to wherever.
如果你没有写任何的 title, 那就会四个教会联合聚会将来的用使用。
If you don't, you just give cash or don't have titles, we're going to give it to pay for the cost of the joint meetings in the future.
我们请我们的招待可以到前面来了吗?
Ushers, please come forward.
已经安排要负责收奉献到 到前面站到你们的位置, 我们要祷告。
Okay, we're going to pray for the offering.
好, 我们祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的主耶稣,
Dear Lord Jesus,
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们爱你。
We love you.
因为你先爱我们。
Because you first loved us.
主耶稣啊,
Dear Lord Jesus,
你供应我们一切的需要,
you have provided for all our needs.
我们把当纳的十分之一献上,
we give back to you our 10%.
是吧, 求主分别为圣,
Lord, may you set it apart and make it holy.
为你的国度所用,
may be used for your kingdom.
求你悦纳我们的奉献,
may you accept our offering.
祷告奉主的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你有圣经，你可以跟我一起打开《历代志下》，《历代志下》第七章十二节开始。
Please open the Bible if you have one. Second Chronicles, chapter 7:12-15.
历代志下七章十二节到十五节，我请弟兄先念，姊妹应，好吗？请弟兄开始准备起。请姊妹，这称为我名下的子民，姊妹。我们好像念得不是很顺，也不能念到心里面去，好不好？我们再来一次，好吗？如果你有圣经，你就看你的圣经；如果你没有圣经，你就看上面。好，我请现在请姊妹先，不要念多，你念一节就交给弟兄。弟兄，请你留意哈，请姊妹准备起，夜间。华向所罗门显现，对他说：“
我已经听了你的祷告，也选择这地方作为祭司我的殿宇。我若是愿与你们相遇，或是罗蒙是这里的主宰，或是瘟疫流行在我们中，这成为我名下的子民所受的报应。若是慈悲有达到，寻求我的面。”
一起来，我必谢谢。
Second Chronicles 7:12-15. The Lord appeared to him at night and said, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifices. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain or command locusts to devour the land,or send a plague among my people. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place.
Okay. 还有一节就是约珥书先知书的和西亚后面就是约珥书一章十四节，或者你们比较翻得慢，我们就看前面好吗？我们一起念，准备一起。 你们要分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会，召集长老和国中的一切居民到耶和华你们神的殿，向耶和华哀求。Job
1:14. Declare a holy fast, call a sacred assembly, summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord.
We are
very thankful to the Lord. This year's Easter Sunday service is our first joint worship service for the whole
church.
How many of you have attended that service?
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise the Lord.
当然有很多的缺点,
also, it wasn't perfect.
但是我们感谢主,
but we thank the Lord.
伟大的神显现在那个聚会里面。
Our great Lord was there.
今天是我们第二次的聚会。
This is the second time we have a joint service.
或者你在问我们今天为什么要聚集在这里呢?
You may ask, why are we gathering here today?
不是在自己的教会自己聚会就好了吗?
Isn't it sufficient just to worship by ourselves in our own church?
刚才我们读的一段经文在约珥书第一章第十四节。
We just read the scripture, Joel 1:14.
他这边说要分定禁食的日子，宣告严肃会，召聚长老和 国中一切的居民到耶和华你们上帝的殿，向耶和华哀求。It
said, declare holy fast, call a sacred assembly, summon the elders and call all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord.
今天这个聚会是一个严肃会。Today's
meeting is a sacred assembly.
在以色列人的历史上,
in the Israel history,
当他们有国家有极大急难的时候,
when there's a national crisis,
神要他们聚集在一起来呼求神,
God wants them to call a sacred assembly and to cry out to the Lord.
今天我们在这里聚会的时候,
today when we meet together,
在全美国有1500个教会,
there are over 1500 churches across the United States.
他们今天也特别聚集在一起为美国来祷告。
They are also gathered together to cry out for America.
全美国有3400个郡,
In America, there are over 3,000 counties.
有1200个以上的郡, 他们今天有联合的祷告在今天下午。
Over 1,200 counties, they are gathering together today for a Cry Out America prayer rally.
他们就是要来呼求上帝。
They want to cry out to the Lord.
要神给美国一个机会。
To cry out to God, for God to give America an opportunity.
能够转向他。
To return to him.
So we can have a,
the crisis will have a turning point.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
I want to
share with each one.
我的题目是回归真神,
my topic is to return to the Lord starting with me.
很多时候我们在想说, 啊, 美国很危险啊, 这个罪, 那个罪, 我们没有想到, 我们自己有罪啊。
We always think about America has so many sins, but we hardly think about our own personal sins.
时间过得非常快。
Time passed by very fast.
911的恐袭事件已经过了10年了。
It's been 10 years since 911 terrorist attack.
对911这个事件有不，很多人有不同的看法，不同的解读。
So people had different perspectives and thoughts on 911.
但是我觉得911事件是神给美国的一个警告。
But 911 is God's warning to America.
是一个 wake up call.
It's a wake up call.
好像是很安全的一个地方.
It seemed like a very safe place.
好像是一个很发达的地方.
It seemed like a thriving place.
突然之间就有一个恐怖攻击, 我们想都想不到.
And suddenly there was a hijacking terrorist.
有些人在这边可能10年前你根本都还没在美国.
Maybe 10 years ago you are not in, you were not in U.S.
在2001年9月11号的早晨
In 2001 on September 11,
有19名的劫机者控制了四架民航的飞机。
There were 19 terrorists hijacked four different airplanes.
他们都是从东部要飞到洛杉矶跟三藩市。
So these airplanes were were flying out to LA and San Francisco.
有两架飞机撞到那个世界的贸易大楼。
So two airplanes fly into the Twin Towers World Trade Center.
一个是南边的大楼，一个是北边的大楼。
One ran into North Tower and the other one to South Tower.
我现在要放一下短短的 clip， 让你们看一下。这确实是一件不得了的事情，很恐怖的事情。
So I want to show you a clip of what happened that morning.
我不晓得袁山准备好了吗？我们不能放得太长，也不能放得太短。
So we just have a clip, just the right length for us.
我主要让你们看到，当第一架飞机撞下去的时候，他们没有照到，因为不知道。
So when the first airplane ran into the tower, nobody, we don't have a picture of that because we didn't know what's going on.
后来他们有拿到 picture， 但是第二架飞机撞下去，你会看到。
You'll see
但是你要看得很仔细，它很快一下就下去。
So you see the second airplane that ran into the tower.
袁山好了吗？需要有声音哦。
I don't know if it's a tower.
I said the hold takes about.
注意下面有飞机。
Looks like 6-7 floors were taken out, and there's more explosions right now. Hold on, people are running.
Wait,
hold
so hold on just a moment. We got an explosion inside.
The building's exploding right now. You got people running up the street.
Okay.
I don't want to tell you what's going on.
Okay, just put Winston on pause there for just a moment.
Okay, the whole building just exploded some more. The whole top part.
Okay.
The building's still intact. People are running up the streets.
You are looking at this picture. It is the twin towers of World Trade Center, both of them being damaged by impacts from planes. We saw one happen at about maybe 9 minutes before the top of the hour, and just moments ago, so maybe 18 minutes after the first impact, the second tower was impacted by what appeared to be another passenger plane.
That's absolutely inexplicable. There shouldn't be any aircraft in that area, much less something heading what looked like deliberately for the World Trade Center Tower.
We went to a high point in our building, which is on the 25th floor, and you had a clear view of the both World Trade Centers, and the one tower was smoking hard. And there was another plane that was flying low, and we just looked at it, and before you know it, just kamikaze, boom, right into the other tower. And,mass explosion, windows flying, it was horrible.
We heard a big bang, and then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started...
我们没有太多时间再看更多。
We don't have time to see more.
但是我想已经得到那个一个回忆那个恐怖的这个事件。
But I just give you a remembrance of what happened that morning.
我想要提醒大家，就是说我们现在是比较知道整个的情况。
Just want to remind everybody that we have more understanding of what happened.
但是当天发生的时候。
But on that day when it happened.
这个带我仔细听了，仔细看了。
When I look at this clip carefully and listen to it carefully.
那个新闻记者一直在讲说，我们不太确定这是怎么回事。
The reporter keeps saying we don't know what's going on.
他说飞机不应该飞这么低呀，怎么会撞到楼里面？
The airplane shouldn't be flying so low to fly into the twin tower.
而且你要知道，这四架飞机所撞放起的事情都在两个小时内发生。
And also these four airplanes all ran into the buildings. I mean, it happened within 2 hours.
所以是一个很可怕的事情。
It's a very horrifying event.
为什么可怕呢？
Why so horrifying?
因为没有人知道到底是怎么回事。
Because nobody knows what has happened.
Amen.
Amen.
有时候这个事情可怕还没有关系，但你不知道是怎么回事。
You just know what happened.
很多人刚看到这 picture， 他们说这是开玩笑，他们在拍恐怖片吧。
initially, when people saw the clips, they think, oh, this is a joke. It's maybe some horror movie.
在半个小时内，两架飞机撞到美国最显著的商业中心。
So within 30 minutes, two airplanes flew into the most powerful America's commercial center.
那个飞机上都装满了人。
The airplane were filled with passengers.
然后第三架飞机就撞到美国的五角大厦，是代表他们国防部。
And the third airplane ran into Pentagon, representing the security department.
第四架飞机本来的目标，他们说可能是国会大厦或者是白宫。
The fourth airplane was destined for White House, possibly,
or
the Capitol Hill.
但是感谢主，这个飞机上有些勇敢的乘客。跟勇敢的空服人员，他们就起来奋斗。他说：“反正我们要死了，我们不能让这个劫机人再作恶。”所以他们跟他们奋斗。
So fortunately, on the flight on flight 93, there were courageous men and flight attendants who rise up to fight against the terrorists.
所以那个飞机就没有办法达到 Washington D.C.
So the airplane wasn't able to make it to the Washington D.C.
他们就在宾州的一个小城上就 crash，
and it crashed in Pennsylvania in a small town。
所以这是一个非常大的事件。
So this is a very big event。
有2996个人死亡。
So 2,996 people died。
24个人失踪。
24 people were missing。
是在珍珠港事件以后第二次美国的本土遭受到这么大的攻击。
It's the second attack。On the American soil after Pearl Harbor.
这个死亡的人数超过珍珠港的事件。
And the casualty exceeds the casualty in Pearl Harbor.
我想这个事情改变了整个美国。
And these events change America forever.
我们在这个事情发生以后也看到很多勇敢的事迹。
And also after this event, we also witnessed many courageous acts.
纽约的消防局的那些警察救护人员日夜不停的救护人，他们非常的勇敢。
So the firefighters of New York courageously went to try to save the people.
911事件改变了整个美国。
911 attack changed America.
也改变我们每一个人。
And also changed us, every one of us.
最明显的一件事情就是你现在去飞机场你要花很长的时间。
The most evident effect upon us is our check-in to the airport.
很多人去度假。
Many people go on vacation.
非常的愉快。
Very happy.
回来的一经过飞机场。
But once we return, I had to go through the security checkpoint at the airport.
所有的 stress 都回来了。
And all the stress comes back.
911绝对改变了整个全世界。
I'm sure 911 changed the whole world.
对美国来说
to America,
在政治上有很大的改变。
It also changed American politics.
使美国开始注意反恐的问题。
And America's government start to pay attention to anti-terrorism.
在当年的10月7号，美国就进入了阿富汗，推翻了塔利班政权。
So on October 7th, U.S. invaded Afghanistan and overturned the Taliban regime.
后来美国又打伊拉克。
And America also went to Iraq.
军费就花得非常的多。
So spent a lot of money on the military.
开始有大的赤字。
So we start having very great deficit.
在经济上当然也影响非常的大。
Also, it has great impact on the economy.
我不是这方面的专家。
I'm not an expert in economy.
不想要讲太多。
And I won't say too much about it.
总之来说 I'll summarize.
In summary,
从那天开始以后
from that day on,
美国的日子就不好过。
It wasn't easy days for America.
那个时候油价也开始上涨。
The gas prices start to go up.
全世界的经济也从那时候开始走下坡。
And the global economy start going down.
或者你说在宗教信仰上有没有什么大的影响？
Does have any effect on the religion?
有。
It sure did.
911刚刚发生过后的三个月到六个月
for 3 to 6 months after 911,
教会的出席人数开始增长。
The church attendance did increase a little bit.
过了一年以后
after 1 year,
恢复原状。
It went back to previous.
人生太忙了，太多事情。
People are too busy.
或者你说田牧师啊
，And you may ask Pastor Joseph.
今天是911恐袭的十周年。
Today is 911 10th anniversary.
美国现在的情况怎么样呢
How is the American situation condition right now?
你们觉得怎么样呢
What do you think?
在经济上怎么样呢
How is the economy?
有人说 21 世纪不是从2001年元月1号开始。
They say 21st century didn't start with January 2001.
他们说21世纪是从2001年9月11号开始的。
They say that 21st century starts in 9/11/2001.
因为那天以后整个世界改变了。
Because after that day, the whole world changed.
我相信美国的经济是越来越困难。
The American economy got worse and worse.
2008年有一个经济大海啸。
And in 2008, there was an economic tsunami.
然后后来的两年是一个经济的一个衰退。
And two years after that, there was an economic recession.
那现在到底是怎么样？每一个人的解释不一样。
But right now, economic condition, people doesn't know how to explain it.
总之不是很容易。
It's not easy.
在政治上，两个党因为他们的意识形态不同，所以非常的对立。
So they were politically the two parties because of the different values there was a polarization of their values.
所以浪费很多的时间。
So they waste a lot of time.
没有办法提出解决的问题。
They weren't able to be unified in a solution.
在宗教信仰上来说，整个美国的教会出席人数继续在下降。
And in religion, the church attendance continued to decline.
成为全世界第三大的宣教合场。
America became the third largest mission field.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
就是表示美国很需要人传福音，就这么简单。
That means United States need people to tell them the gospel.
你听到宣教合场，听起来好像蛮好听的，宣教合场。
When you think about mission field.
宣教合场的意思就是说，信耶稣人是极少数，不信耶稣人是大多数。
So mission field means people who believe in Jesus are very small, and people who don't believe in Jesus is very large.
所以你现在不需要再到非洲去宣教了。
So you don't need to go to Africa to be a missionary.
不要再去亚洲去宣，不需要去亚洲宣教。
You don't need to go to Asia to be a missionary.
你就在 Bay Area 就要赶快宣教。
You need to be a missionary in the Bay Area.
因为你前后左右多半都不是基督徒。
Because all other people around you are not Christians.
我想在天然灾害方面，我们也看了很多。
Also, we saw a lot of natural disasters.
我就不愿意再讲太多了。
I don't need to say much about that.
你说牧师，你讲的现在让我都很 depressed.
So you may say, "Oh, Pastor, oh, what you mentioned make me very depressed."
我想要拯救 depression 的第一个方法就是要面对现实。
To treat depression is to face reality.
如果你身上有病。
If you have an illness,
你去看医生,
and you go to see the doctor,
你不能跟医生讲说你不要告诉我真相啊，讲一些正面的话。
You cannot tell the doctor, don't tell me the real diagnosis, just tell me some positive things.
医生必须告诉你真相。
The doctor need to tell you what's really wrong with you.
然后再告诉你解决的方法。
And then he can tell you how to treat it.
我要告诉大家好消息。
I want to give everybody a good news.
好消息就是美国现在面对的很困苦。
The good news is that America is facing a crisis.
但是在这个困苦里面是可以有转机的。
But in every hardship crisis, there is an opportunity.
是看我们要转到哪里。
It depends on how we're going to turn.
因为你看整个美国的这个教会的复兴历史里面。
If you look at the historical revival stories.
In American church.都是在整个美国面对非常困难的事。
The revivals occur during a crisis.
我是觉得复兴不是一个好像一个奢侈品哦，几个人叫一叫而已。
Revival is not a cause by just some people crying out.
复兴就是很简单。
Revival is very easy.
我们没办法。
We are powerless.
我们没有路出去。
We have no way out.
我们来到上帝面前。
We come to God.
说 help.帮助我
and cry out, help, help me.
这就是复兴
This is a revival.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters.
我们需不需要复兴啊
Do we need revival?
复兴就是跟上帝说请你帮助我
Revival means we crying out to God, God help me.
我没有办法
I have no way out.
美国今天的困难
Today's America's problem.
没有任何人能够解决。
Nobody can solve it.
很多人都怪这个，怪那个，怪那个，怪那个。
Many people blame on this and that.
我们真正要怪是我们自己要悔改。
We need to blame on ourselves. We need to repent.
感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
今天在全美国有那么多的基督徒愿意在一起，包含你跟我在一起，来到神面前，我们要呼求上帝。
Praise the Lord. And many of God's people today, including you and me, are willing to come before God and and see God's face.
当我们真正这样来呼求神的时候
When we really come to God and cry out,
美国就有希望
There will be hope for America.
那个希望从你我的心里开始
That hope starts in your heart and my heart.
Amen.
Amen.
当你呼求上帝的时候
When you cry out to God,
你真的对神祷告的时候
When you pray to God,
神会回应你在你的灵里面
God will respond to you in your spirit.
你会感受到神听到你的祷告
You will feel that God heard your prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你同意你就说阿们好吗
If you agree, just say amen.
特别请招待把后面门稍微开一点我知道这个气温在增加啊。我们刚才有读了两段经文
We just read two portions of scriptures
第一有一段经文是讲到说要宣告严肃会要召集所有的领袖百姓来到神面前呼求
One scripture would talk about to call a secret assembly to summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord and to cry out to the Lord
另外一段经文是讲到神对所罗门王讲怎么样能让一个国家回转的一个方法
Another passage is God himself telling Solomon how a nation can return.
在历代志下第七章十二节到十五节
In 2 Chronicles 7, 13 to 15,
记载了神在三千年前向所罗门王所讲的一段话
It recorded what God said to Solomon over 3,000 years ago.
神提出了一个国家的情况如果他们是天必晒不下雨或是蝗虫吃这地的出产或是瘟疫流行在我民中
God described the condition of the nation at that time. When I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague among my people.
就是有旱灾、有蝗灾、有瘟疫临到一个国家，就是以色列的时候。
So there was no famine and locusts and a plague that came to the nation.
我们如果看美国的历史
We look at the history of America.
它怎么成立的
How it was founded.
美国这个国家非常的特别。
America was a very special nation.
它的先祖是一群爱神的人。
The ancestors were a group of people who really loved God.
我没有说美国的先祖是完全的人 ,OK?
I didn't say the ancestors were perfect.
但是他们爱上帝。
But they loved God.
他们开始建立这个国家的时候。
When they founded this nation.
他们有一个理想。
They have an ideology.
他们有一个蓝图。
They have a blueprint.
Blueprint. 就是希望这国家是照神的圣经的真理来建立的。
They desire that this nation will be found on godly values.
所以他们有立约。
So they made a covenant.
事实上，那个911那个被那个大楼倒塌的旁边有一个教堂。
Actually, there's a church right next to the Twin Towers.
The collapse, the place.
The way that the Twin Towers collapsed, there was a church.
那个教堂就是美国的华盛顿总统跟上帝祷告的地方。
That's the place where George Washington prayed to God and made a covenant with God.
所以美国这个国家是很特别，就是他的先祖是希望建立一个国家是以神耶和华为神的国家。
So it's very special about America. It was founded on the founding fathers that they decided this can become a nation
after God's own heart. 所以美国在某一方面很像以色列一样。
So America is very similar to Israelites.
今天美国所面对很多的情况，就像在历代志下神对所罗门王所讲的情况。
So the American condition is very similar to the condition of the Israel back in Solomon's reign, during Solomon's reign.
一个国家没有合一的灵，是一个 divided house.
So the nation is a divided house. There's no unity.
然后面对极大的困难。
And they're facing a crisis.
国家的赤字那么大。
And the nation is facing a great deficit.
大家都很忧心。
Everybody are worried.
但是我今天要跟大家分享的说，神提出了一个解决的方法。
But God offered a solution for us.
这个方法很奇特。
And this solution is very unique.
很多人认为美国现在第一个要解决的是经济的问题。
Many Americans feel like the first thing that America needs to resolve is economy.
我们确实需要解决经济的问题。
Yes, we need to resolve economic problems.
但是经济的问题可能只是一个表面的问题。
But the economic problem may be just a problem on the surface.
还有更深的问题。
It's a deeper problem.
是价值观的问题。
It's the problem of value system.
是为什么那么多人都欠债啊？
Why so many people are in debt?
他们是怎么欠的债啊？
How do they get into such a great debt?
他们的价值观是怎么样的？
What are their values?
他们为什么借那么多钱要过着那么高水准的生活？
Why do they need to borrow some money to live in such a luxurious or comfortable life?
所以神对所罗门王讲出了一个拯救一个国家的秘方。
So God gave Solomon a strategy, a method to how to resolve this problem.
神的这个方法很奇特。
God's way is very interesting.
神没有说你要解决经济问题，解决政治问题。
God didn't say you need to resolve political problems, economic problems.
神说这个问题的答案在神的百姓当中。
God said the answer to this problem is in lies in the people of God.
神说这称为我名下的子民。
God said, if my people who are called by my name,
谁是称为神名下的子民？
Who are the one who called by God's name?
以色列人是不是？
The Israelites.
还有你跟我也是，是不是？
As for you and me.
我们当中有多少人是基督徒，重生得救？
How many of you are born again Christians? Raise your hands.
那就是你了。
That's you.
所以上帝今天是对你跟我说话。
So God is speaking to you and me.
他说你要一个国家回转的话。
God said, if you want a country to turn,
那个钥匙是在基督徒的手里面。
The key is in the hands of the Christians.
他说这些基督徒要怎么做呢？
What do Christians need to do?
第一个要自卑，要谦卑。
First of all, they need to humble themselves.
我们今天来到这里不是来看一个表演。
Today we come here is not to watch a show.
你也不是来这里听我讲什么。
You're not here to hear what I have to say.
你要听神对你讲什么。
You need to hear what God has to say to you.
神说你要我来改变一个国家。
God said, if you want me to come and change a nation,
第一步就是我的百姓必须要谦卑来到我面前。
The first thing my people need to be humble to come to me.
我们谦卑来到神面前要做什么呢？
What do we need to do when we humble ourselves before God?
他第二个说要祷告。
Secondly, we need to pray.
是怎么样的一个祷告呢？
What kind of prayer?
我们不是像法利赛人这样的祷告。
It's not a prayer like the Pharisees.
他们那个祷告是表演。
Their prayer is a show.
主耶稣都讲过说这样的祷告根本神都不听的。
God said, such a prayer God will not listen.
因为那种祷告是自言自语。
That type of prayer is for yourself, talking to yourself.
上帝从来不听这样的祷告。
God doesn't listen to that type of prayer.
神要我们一个悔改的祷告。
God wants us a repentant prayer.
在约珥书第二章12节到13节。
In Joel chapter 2, 12 to 13.
他们描写到一种祷告真的能改变神的心意。
It describes a prayer that can really, a prayer that's according to God's heart.
他这边说，虽然如此，你们应当禁食、哭泣、悲哀。 一心归向我，你们要撕裂心肠，不要撕裂衣服，归向耶和华你们的上帝，因为他有恩典，有怜悯，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所收的灾。
In Joel 2:12-13, it says, "Even now declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate." Slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. When we think about confessing our sins, we are very easy to confess for other people's sins. But today we come before God. God wants us to humble ourselves and repent, confess and repent for our own sin.
We need to
We need to ask God for forgiveness.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brother and sisters,
可能我们今天到这里,
perhaps we come here today.
你听到认罪,
you heard about confessing sins.
你都不知道要认什么罪,
you don't know what to confess.
我想求神来帮助我们,
May the Lord help us.
来光照我们,
come and reveal to us.
我们当中很多人做基督徒很多年,
we have been Christians for many years for some of us.
但是我们还是在四不基督徒的那个范围里面。
We are still in a sphere of four known Christians.
就是不读经、不祷告、不传福音、不十一奉献。
That means no prayer, no tithing, no scripture reading, and no witnessing.
就是我们活在一个这些最基本的我们都不做的光景里面。
We don't even do the most basic thing in Christian living.
我想这是我们需要悔改的。
We need to repent of those.
我们待会儿有一些祷告的时间。
In a little while, we'll have some prayer time.
袁牧师会带领整个会众，我们分成两三个人的小组一起来祷告。
Pastor Yuan will lead us in prayer. We'll be gather two or three together to pray.
求神来帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
我们不是只有在这个时候祷告几分钟而已。
We are not going to just pray here for a few minutes.
我们求神的灵来恩待我们。
We want the Lord's Spirit to come and lead us.
今天是一个悔改的开始。
Today is the beginning of repentance.
我们的祷告时间只有20分钟。
Our prayer time is only 20 minutes.
很少。
Very short.
但是神的灵可以开始光照你。
But the Lord's Spirit can start revealing to you.
神说要谦卑，要祷告，第三个要寻求神的面。
God said we need to humble ourselves and pray and seek His face.
神的面代表神的荣耀。
God's face means God's glory.
代表神的属性。
It symbolizes God's attributes.
他这边讲说，神是有恩典、有怜悯、不轻易发怒、有丰盛的慈爱。
It says here that God is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love.
这就是神的属性。
These are God's attributes.
这是我们今天为什么来到这里的原因。
And this is the reason why we are here today.
Amen.
Amen.
我们来到一个爱我们的神面前。
We came before a loving God.
他接纳我们。
He accepts us.
有恩典，有怜悯。
He has grace and compassion.
不轻易发怒。
He's slow to anger.
所以我们来到他面前要悔改。
So we want to come before him and repent of our sins.
神也说最后一个要转离我们的恶行。
And finally, God said we need to turn from our wicked ways.
真正的悔改。
The real repentance.
是会有改变的。
There's a real change.
会有行为上的改变。
There will be a change in our behaviors, actions.
如果我们真正悔改以后，
we truly repent.
神会给我们一个新的心。
God will give us a new heart.
会有一个新的胃口。
A new appetite.
我们就开始喜欢读神的话。
We will have appetite to read God's word.
我们乐意祷告。
We love to pray.
我们很乐意跟人家分享神在我们身上的祝福。
We love to share with others God's blessing in our life.
我们很乐意奉献。
We love to give tithe.
很多人以为十一奉献是钱的问题。
A lot of people say tithing is a problem of money.
不是钱的问题。
It's not a money problem.
是心的问题。
It's a heart problem.
Amen.
Amen.
如果你爱一个人，
If you love someone,
你就不会吝啬。You won't be stingy.如果你跟一个人斤斤计较，
If you are very calculating with someone,
你就知道你爱那个人很少很少。
You know you love that person very little.
Amen.
Amen.
今天，
Today,
基督徒最大的罪，
Today the greatest sin of Christians.
如果你想了，你整个想了，我都没什么罪。
If you think I don't have any sin,
我就挑战你这件事情。
I challenge you with this thing.
基督徒最大的罪就是没有全人来爱神。
The greatest sin of Christians is not loving God with all His being.
我们心里面有很多的偶像。
We have a lot of idols in our hearts.
有人说奇怪了，我们在美国，我们不迷信，我们没有偶像啊。
You say that's strange. I don't have any idols in my house.
你在心里面，你生命里面那个超越上帝的任何人事物，就是你的偶像。
Anything in your life that you love more than God is your idol.
求神来显明这个事。
May the Lord reveal that to you.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank the Lord.
美国是一群爱神的清教徒所建立的一个国家。
America was founded by the Puritans who loved God.
他们与神立约。
They made a covenant with God.
他们开始的时候很守信仰，重道德，行公义，蒙上帝的祝福。
In the beginning, they tried to live a moral life, a righteous life, they want God's blessing.
1776年建立。
1776, America was founded.
然后短短200年成为世界上的最富强的国家。
In 200 years, America became the strongest, nation in the world.
但是好景不长啊。The good day is not that long.
The good day is over.
自从第二次世界大战以后，
Since Second World War,
特别是1960年代，
Especially,
1960,
in 1960,
美国在信仰、在道德、文化、家庭各方面都是一直走下坡路。
It's a decline in American morals, culture, family.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
有一群爱主的弟兄姊妹们。
There's a group of believers who love God.
他们发起一个唤醒美国的运动。
They started a cry out America movement.
他们就邀请所有美国的教会。
They invite all the churches in America.
所有的美国的基督徒。
All the American believers.
在今天。
To come together today, 911.
九月十一号。
September 11th.
我们来到神的面前。
We come before God.
我们有一个严肃大会。
We're going to have a sacred assembly.
我们要一起来祷告。
We're going to pray together.
我们要悔改。
We're going to repent.
归向真神。
And we turn to true God.
求神怜悯美国。
May the Lord be merciful to God.
让美国今天。
Yeah, America today.
2011年9月11号。
September 11, 2011.
成为美国的一个转捩点的开始。
You'll be the beginning of a turning point for
America. 有多少人希望这样的举手？
How many people desire this?
我们希望美国转变， Amen.
We want America to return,
to change. 美国，上帝非常爱美国。
The Lord loves America.
上帝希望美国转变， turn.
It's God's desire that America will turn.
这些911的攻击2008年的经济海啸只是一个 wake up call, 是一个警告。
911 in 2001 and 2008 economic collapse is God's wake up call for us.
如果回转归向神。
We, return to God.
神会给我们机会。
God will give us opportunity.
Amen.
Amen.
所以回归真神。
So return to the true living God.
从谁开始啊?
Start with who?
从我开始。
Start with me.
我的信息到此结束。
I conclude my message here.
我们来祷告好吗？
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
因为你爱美国。
Because you love America.
你纪念他们先祖跟你所立的约。
You remember the covenant of the founding fathers.
求主的圣灵来到我们当中做工。
May this Holy Spirit come and work among us.
让我们为义、为罪、为审判自己责备自己。
May we repent for our sins, wickedness.
求主来带领我们的聚会。
May the Lord continue to lead in our worship service.
带领我们下面祷告的时间。
May you lead us in our following time of prayer.
让我们四个教会一起来学习。
That all these four churches gather here can together learn.
祷告奉主的名求。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
他们诗班会给我们献诗。 我们非常谢谢诗班给我们的献诗。电没有了。
Thank you so much, choir, for.
呀，他们的诗歌很非常的合时啊，就是要我们回家啊，要回到主耶稣那里。好好祷告。
It's a very appropriate hymn for us, encouraging us to pray.
我们谢谢 May 跟四个教会，还有永生布道团来参与这个献诗。
And our thanks to all of them, especially the Eternal Life,
Everlasting Life,
Everlasting Life,
Outreach
Fellowship. Yeah, very good.
下面那个袁牧师要带我们这个祷告的时间。
Okay, 我要用中文吗？
你用中文。
Okay.
He's going to lead us in prayer. He's going to speak in Mandarin or translate English.
Okay. 就我们今天在这里是一个非常难得的机会。
This is a rare occasion. We come here together.
就是我们奉主的名在一起的敬拜。
In Jesus' name, we come here to worship together.
同时我们有一个机会，非常宝贵的机会。
Also, we have this precious opportunity.
这是我们要经历被神去改变。
We're going to experience God's transformation work in us.
你们愿意吗？
Do you want that?
刚才田牧师问各位，说有谁已经重生得救？
Just now, Pastor Tian asked how many of you have been born again believers.
我相信很多手都举起来了。
I saw many hands.
但是很多重生得救的基督徒。
But a lot of born again believers.
很抱歉，我这样说。
Sorry, I have to say this.
但是我是从心里面这样说出来。
I say from the bottom of my heart.
我们曾经经历过重生。
We have been experienced being born again.
就是。但是不知不觉当中，我们又回到那个罪里面。
Subconsciously, unconsciously, we return to sin.
是不是
？Is that true?
就好像我们今天早上刚洗完手。
Just like this morning, we just wash our hands.
但不久我们又弄脏了。
Not too long, it get dirty.
对不对
？Is that true?
很多基督徒就是。我说很多基督徒，我也是其中一个。
I say many believers, including myself.
就是我们不知不觉当中，我们就回到罪里面。
Unconsciously, subconsciously, we just return to sin.
也是因为这样子。
Because of that,
我们就很多破口给魔鬼撒旦去来攻击我们。
There are many doorway for Satan to attack us.
很多的基督徒。
Many believers.
包括牧师、传道人也不
pastors,
不例外。
Elders, the leaders.
我们就被罪捆绑。
We are in the bondage of sin.
弟兄姐妹，今天是我们的集会。
Today is our assembly.
我们就在这里为那个美国祷告。
We come here, assemble here to pray for America.
就为美国的基督徒的悔改祷告。
We pray for the repentance of Christians in America.
我说有一位基督徒，我们一定要为他们的祷悔改祷告。
There's the one believer we got to pray for him.
是谁
？Who is that person?
是谁？
是谁 ？Who is that？
是袁成忠。
It's me. It's myself.
是不是啊
？Is that true？
好不好？我就给你们两分钟。
I give you 2 minutes.
因为我们时间很宝贵。
We have very limited time.
我们今天在神面前，把我们的罪困扰我们的罪，就在主面前承认。
We spend 2 minutes quietly before God.We admit that the sin that bother us, entangle us the most.
我们承认那个罪以后
，we confess that sin.
我们就靠主离开那个恶行。
We depend upon God. We depart from that sin.
我告诉你，无罪一身轻。
I tell you, without sin is so wonderful.
我们就开始好不好
？Let's pray. Each person, it's between you and God.
两分钟
，2 minutes.
就为自己的罪祷告。
You pray and confess your own sin to the Lord.
满心的感谢你。
I'm so grateful to you.
赐给我们有机会向你认罪祷告。
Give us this opportunity to confess our sin to you.
我们所承认的罪。
The sin we have confessed.
求主完全的赦免。
May you forgive us completely.
赐我们新的生命。
Give us a new life.
赐我们有可爱主的心。
Give us a heart that loves you so much.
让我们全心全意的爱主。
Let's love you with our whole being.
求主给我们能力。
May the Lord give us ability and power.
离开我们的恶行。
Depart from our wicked way.
从这个时刻开始。
From this moment on.
让我们再一次经历到在主里面被重生。
Let's experience one more time the reality of born again.
让我们在基督耶稣里面。
Let's in Jesus Christ.
成为新造的人。
Become a new creation.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
那现在我邀请你们就找一两个人，就我们就在这个时间，我们祷告大概有十二分钟左右。
How about you join two or three?
好不好？现在你就
two people, two or three people.
先找好你。
Looking for two people, three people, two or three people together. We form a small group to pray. I hope the leaders, you know, church leaders, you just take initiative, organize two or three together to pray.
Yeah, 两三个人。
Two or three.Two or three.
对，如果有需要的，可以搬一下。
You can turn your chair. It's fine.
Yeah.
Huh? Going to announce. What to pray for? We're going to announce. We found the group first.
我们的代祷事项啊。
Here's the prayer request. We pray for those non-believers, those unsaved family members.
特别在你心里面有谁，你真的很愿意看见他。悔改归主。
Particularly those people you really want them to be saved.
为他们祷告。
Name, bring their name up.
最后一项就是
the final one.
为以基督为中心的属灵大觉醒。
We pray for a Christ-centered spiritual awakening will hit America.
好，我就不耽误你们时间了。
You can, you start praying now. Now it's time to pray.
就我们现在就祷告。这里要呼喊你的名。
We cry out your name here.
帮助我们。
May you help us.
改变我们。
Change us.
给我们能力。
Give us power.
离开我们的恶行。
Depart from our wicked way.
从这个时刻开始。
From this moment on.
就让我们尊主为大。
Let's exalt you, honor you.
我们的灵以我们的救主为乐。
Our spirit rejoice in our Lord.
让我们从心底里面爱你。
Let's love you from the bottom of our heart.
主，帮助我们完全的爱你。
Enable us to love you completely.
我们的问题就是我们不爱你。
Our problem is we don't love you.
我们还剩下一些地方给那个世界。
We reserve some part for this world.
主耶稣，我们要爱你。
Lord Jesus, we want to love you.
恳求你的灵就与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
你的宝血把我们每一个的心灵都洁净。
May the blood, your blood cleanse each one of our heart.
完全的洁净。
Cleanse completely.
主啊，现在愿意打开他们的心被你洁净的。
Those you want to open your heart to be cleansed by Lord.
主啊，你都完全的把我们的心
洁净。
Lord, may you cleanse our heart completely.
完完全全的洁净。
Purify completely.
就让东湾的这个复兴运动。
May the revival movement start in the East Bay.
就从这里，从这个时刻开始。
Start from here, from at this moment.
主耶稣，我们需要你。
Lord Jesus, we need you.
主，我们要被你兴起。
We need to arise by you.
成为一群大能的子民。
Become a mighty army.
我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
我们是微小的。
We are small.
但是我们要跟着你
But we want to follow you.
我们就成为一群基督的精兵
We become Christian soldiers.
主耶稣谢谢你
Lord, thank you.
你拯救这个国家
You save this nation.
复兴这个国家的教会
Revival the church in this nation.
首先复兴你教会里面的每一个仆人使女
May you revive your servants in each church.
就让每一个基督徒
start with every believer
都经历被你重生
experience the true born again
被你使用
being used by you
奉主耶稣基督的名
in Jesus name we pray
Amen
Amen Worship team going to lead us to a responsive song 敬拜团会带领我们唱一首诗歌非常好的我们回复原状好吗我们一起起立好吗 Let's rise我们这首诗歌
We thank the Lord for blessing us with a wonderful worship.
我们聚会完了以后, 在隔壁副堂有午餐的时间,
so after the worship service, we will have lunch fellowship next door.
我们请大家留下来,
I hope you can stay around and fellowship with one another. Let's conclude with a prayer.
We thank
the Lord and we thank you for all those who helped served. In this joint service.
在隔壁还有儿童的事工, 就求神也祝福他们。
And we had children's worship next door, may the Lord bless them too.
我们祷告,
Let's pray.
愿主耶稣基督的恩惠,
may the love of God,
上帝的慈爱, the love of God, 圣灵的感动与交通, 常与你们众人同在, 从今直到永远, Amen.
Amen.
好, 我们就到隔壁有午餐时间。 如果椅子不够好，你随时可以自己拿过去。